pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to Eyes on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donut. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
That's better.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Nashville Cats play Queens Country Water. Nashville Cats play Wildest Mountain Dew. Nashville Cats.
This is the Voglerbacher in St. Louis, and Ray is in Nashville with Tiny Tim. Let's go and get him today. Can we have Ray? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Vogler Vogler, what are you doing? Ray I, Nashville, Tennessee, 2018. Wow, what a show. What a show. And yes, Tiny Tim's here with me. Let's do a little intro for the Tiny Tim before we get him on the air.
Oh. Ray, it's snowing.
Tiptoe through the window, by the window.
Yes, indeed, boys and girls, from Nashville, Tennessee, live, direct to you, the Tiny Tim. Morning, Tim.
Hey, how are you, Ray? How are you? I'm like 95% live. Still a little early.
Well, this is your first NWTF convention. What do you think so far?
Eyes wide open. Holy cow. It's huge. They had 51,000 people come through last year, and they're expecting about the same amount this year. So the really cool thing is everyone is so darn friendly. It really is like you're with a bunch of family.
Yeah, family reunion, homecoming. We keep saying it. You can go to my Facebook page and Tim's Facebook page, the Thinking Woodsman, and see a lot of pictures. Also, we've got that Fit to Hunt guy in the booth, and Jeremy and his he's got stuff posted as well. Who else we got in the booth?
We got 20 pounds of sausage in a 10 pound casing. Holy cow! We've got Matt Miles. He's the photographer behind the new book Missouri Wild and Wonderful. We've got the booth. It's the ZMAX booth, number 610. If you happen to be in town, definitely come by and see us. We've got Chance and Melissa from Devil's Backbone Outfitters. We've got a lot of folks in the booth, but it's great because you can come by and hang out and talk about getting an outfitted turkey hunt. You can talk with Ray I about turkey hunting. You can talk with me about shooting stuff with your bow. Matt Miles, talk about photography. There's a lot going on in booth number 610.
Yeah, and Ray I's in the booth, too. Yeah. And you know what? The Turkey Federation was talking about giving an award for the most hugs at a convention, but they said it'd be no contest. Ray I would win, hands down.
You are a hugging mug, man. Even people you don't know.
People contact us through social media to find a booth and come and get a hug. That's how it's been all day yesterday, wasn't it, Tim?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you should start charging for hugs. You know how much money you could walk out of here with if you did that?
Seen some great industry folks yesterday. We got to go down and see our lovely Linda Powell from Mossberg and visit with her. Me and Tim spent a little time with her. Went down and seen Hooks Custom Calls. We got Scott on the show today. It was great to see him and all the crew at Hooks Calls. Of course, we went and saw the Indian Creek boys, and they're still pretty wild. Love those guys. They were doing really good. The show is real good. I wanted to let everybody know the economy, people are spending money. It's unprecedented, the amount of money that is flowing into the show, people buying products to hunt. So really, really, really cool. Also on the show today, we're going to have William Sullivan to talk a little bit about Florida hunting. We're doing some turkey tips. And my brother and friend, Preston Pittman, and I got to tell you, yesterday I had flashbacks. I had guys I hunted with in the 70s and the 80s and went on trips to Alabama and all over the country would just walk in the booth and stand there and stare at me. I go, oh, my gosh, flashbacks, and they started telling stories. I wanted to shoot some of them because they were telling things they shouldn't be telling, because none of that stuff really happened.
like the pterodactyl hunts you guys used to go on.
Tim keeps saying I used to go on pterodactyl hunts.
He's a brave man.
We also have Matt Lindler on the show this week, talk about the Turkey Federation. And let's see who else we got. I told you William Sullivan and Scott Hook, so I think that's about it.
Packed show. Yeah.
Packed. Oh, no, I told you Preston Pittman. Yeah, we got a packed show.
We're also getting interviews for my show, the Thinking Woodsman show, visiting with a lot of folks. But Jeremy from Pit Hunt, Chance was on. Ray, you need to meet this guy today. His name is Edwin, and he calls himself Mr. Wingbone Call. He's making turkey calls out of oyster or out of clam shells.
Well, that's pretty cool. I didn't see that.
He's making the strikers, and he's finding these clam shells, and he's kind of holding them up against his chest, and they sound so good.
Sounds great. A lot of you have private messaged me and asked me about the Primos blind, and I went by and saw the boys yesterday, Jimmy and Will, and it's a cool blind. It's definitely different, and you can see really good from the outside, and from the inside, you can't see from the outside. I saw Will yesterday. I got to visit with him a little bit. I also saw Toxie Hayes over at Mossy Oak and Bobby Cole. We couldn't find the Cuz, but most of the other industry folks we got a minute to go visit with. So, you know, this is a family reunion for me. I've been working with these folks a lot of years, and it's always great to see everybody. Oh, Ernie Calandrelli's right across the aisle from us, Quaker Boy. Got my annual hug and kiss over there as well.
we got photo proof of that.
What a fun show. What a great show. And, of course, we got a good group here and, you know, going out to eat. But more importantly than all of that is my baby Emma, my granddaughter, flew up from Florida. And she's here with Grandpa. And the first night in off the airplane, my baby granddaughter was feeding Grandpa sausage at the Waffle House. Yeah. So she was feeding Grandpa. So things are good.
You know, it's funny to be walking around the Expo Hall and have Will Primos just walk past you. Or Michael Waddell.
Oh, I saw Michael yesterday, too. I felt kind of guilty because he had a big line at the bone collector thing, but I took Chance over there to meet him, and I wanted to see Mike. I always see Michael every year. I've known him a long time, and he was so nice. He didn't have to do that. He just stopped what he was doing and come out and visited, and I introduced him to Chance. Chance got his picture with him, and that's cool that he does that. But then, like I told Chance, I felt kind of bad because we kind of interrupted all those people been standing in line, and Chance was like, no, it was cool. It was cool.
Kind of bad, but not bad enough.
Not bad. Of course, Michael grabbed the camera guy and shot a trivia, NWTF trivia with me and started doing his stuff. And I told him when he got done with it, he had a trivia card and all that little thing that they air. And when he got done with it, I said, you're still crazy. You're nuts. You don't. He goes, yeah, isn't it fun?
this is your 42nd show, right?
42nd NWTF National Convention. I've been to every one of them.
Wow. And how's it changed over the years?
Bigger. Yeah. Bigger, more people, more attendance. Some of our earlier ones, we were just in little small rooms, you know. I mean, I remember one of the earlier ones, Ben Lee and Lewis Stowe, Preston Pittman, we were throwing dinner rolls at each other. You know, the room was small enough, you know, if you missed them, you'd hit the wall. Now look at these halls and auditoriums.
You couldn't throw anything across these halls. They're too big.
No, it's too many people. My gosh. You know, think about it. If 50,000 or 60,000 people come through this exhibit hall with these booths, yesterday's Friday, and the Indian Creek boys said it was the best Friday they've had since they've been coming to the show. And the aisles were packed all day yesterday.
Yeah, you know, people have a choice. They can spend money in person. They can spend money in shops, or they can go online and go to Amazon. It's always so much better to spend money directly through the retailer or through the manufacturer if they can.
Yeah, and a lot of the turkey hunters that come by and talk to us, they're looking for strikers for their calls or a particular box call, and they want to put their hands on it. They want to feel it, and they want to call it with it and make sure it's good before they buy it. They don't want to get that in the mail, so there's a lot of that going on. Well, Vogler Vogler, I'm going to pour another cup of coffee. Why don't we take a quick break, and we'll come back on the other side, eh?
This is Ray Eyes, Eyes on the Outdoors, and we'll be right back.
Through the tulips,